Happy Friday, everybody. Get ready because we're talking snacks on today's Be Our Guest podcast. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at The Magic for Less Travel. The next time you're headed to a Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line, put your trip in the hands of a professional, passionate agent over at an earmarked platinum agency such as The Magic for Less Travel. They're trained, they know what they're doing, and they're passionate about giving their guests the best experience possible. That's what you expect when you hit Walt Disney World. Start those expectations a lot earlier from the time you start planning. Work with a professional who cares about each and every move when it comes to your Disney vacation. It's a great time to head down to Walt Disney World this summer. You can visit Pandora, you can see Happily Ever After, and much more. So drop by The Magic for Less today and check out all the great specials. They have awesome booking bonuses, and they can make your next Disney getaway awesome. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's episode is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1170 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. We're kicking off Mother's Day weekend right here talking Disney. We got lots of moms that listen. I wasn't going to say lots of mothers. We got lots of moms who listen to the podcast because we love you guys. I admit it. You guys do all the work. You guys take care of everything. I have an awesome mom. I have an awesome wife who has just does the best job with our two girls. So happy Mother's Day to Pam and to my mom, Kathy. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out in the audience. Enjoy your day on Sunday. Make everybody bring you breakfast in bed or not, because you'll probably have to do the dishes and clean up all the mess that gets made in the kitchen and all that good stuff. So maybe just go out to eat. Try the best deal with fight the crowds. I don't know. Just maybe barbecue. Who knows? Do what you want to do. It's your day. But anyway, we're just here to talk Disney. We're talking snacks today. How to best spend those credits that you get with the Disney dining plan, or if you're not using the dining plan, hey, just these are good things to eat anytime on your vacation. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Ricky, you better give a shout out to Donna. I'm trying to help you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom! I know she's listening, so yay! Thanks for being my mom. That's as sappy as I get. She knows that.
Man, over the last couple of weeks, you've kind of, taken it down a notch, I think. I don't know. Maybe
no,
it's just
no,
me.
No,
no,
really,
did your mom do something to make you mad? You can share. It's a safe space here, Ricky.
No, I really am thankful she's my mom, so that's good. No, we're all good. No, I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry that I'm not there and, you know, not having dinner with you and that makes me sad, actually. But.
That's what we do. We're here to make people sad. That's kind of what
yeah,
we do.
Exactly. I mean, you know, Skype our new tag.
That's it.
All right. Be Our Guest Podcast. It'll make you sad.
Making people sad for 7,000 episodes or however many we have.
Oh, man. I was trying to make it all happy for the mothers, and here we go. So anyway, we
I've already dragged it down. It's fine.
We're fine. All right. We have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's a mouthful. What's going on, Pam Forrester? Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to my mom. I am blessed because I have a great mom who is not only one of my very best friends, but also is employed by me. She gave up. Well, I will just say she's a very overqualified bookkeeper for our travel agency because she used to be a psychologist. So now she does our books. She's overqualified.
That is definitely overqualified.
Underpaid. But anyway, we love having her do that. And I also have a great stepmom and a great mother-in-law. So,
look at Pam. She's just totally making it even worse.
She's okay. Got like so many moms. Pam. Are you allowed to have that many moms? I mean, come on now.
I know, right?
You're trying to outdo us.
And I get to be the mom of a really great kid. So anyways, it is all around a great day always. So, and happy Mother's Day to all. There are so many moms out there who are very inspiring. So many in our BOGP group that just do a great job with their kids. And I love their kids like they were my own. So I'm just, Mom's Day. It's a good day.
It is. So. And I want to shout out your mom too, because she makes sure I get paid. So
there you go. She makes sure I do too. So, it's all good. Yeah.
Just saying. That makes me happy as well. So shout out to her. No, also shout out to Jocelyn. She's kind of like the big team mom for the Lizards. And that's how I look at her. If it wasn't for Jocelyn, none of us would have our shoes tied. That's the way I see it. So
Jocelyn is the team mom, and Mike is definitely the team dad. That is for sure.
Got that right. I'm just
not you, Mike.
No,
Mike.
Not me. I wasn't even thinking me. I'm just lucky to get to the races before they start.
I wanted everyone to know I really didn't mean you. I really meant Mike Bankhead.
I wasn't even thinking me. That's just how it is. All right. So anyway, let's get into today's topic. We're talking snacks. We're talking about the Disney dining plan. And of course, when you get a quick service Disney dining plan or a you get they call it the standard, it's plus dining, some people call it, or the deluxe Disney dining plan, you are entitled to a certain amount of snacks per person per day. You can use these on a variety of items around Walt Disney World. And there's some things that you want to use them on if you can, and there's some things where they're not going to give you the most bang for the buck. You're not going to get a great value out of that credit. Now, before we kind of dive into some of the things that we have seen in the Magic for Less Facebook group, the Mouse for Less Facebook group, on our forums, on our Facebook page, that people tend to enjoy using these credits on, I got to give my rule from when I'm on the Disney dining plan that probably makes no sense, but I've had this rule forever. Even back into the days when the Disney dining plan was very new and you got like so much food, you got the appetizer, you got the entree, you got the dessert, and the gratuity was, I mean, everything back in the day, you know, ever since then, my number one rule, and I've made this for all my family, like they can't break it either, is that you can't use a snack credit on something that is boring. And I know that's okay. So like there's been times where like, you know, when Paige was like 10, she'd want to go get a bottle of water with a snack credit. I'm like, no. You could buy like a caramel apple with that credit. Don't buy a bottle of water. You know, you could buy some kind of cool chocolate thing. You know, like that was my number one rule with the Disney dining plan is like, we're on vacation. If you're going to get water, which you got to have water, I'm paying for the water because water's boring. You know, and even if the financials didn't make sense, it was in my mind that I wasn't wasting a credit on something that was ordinary and boring. It had to be something fun, a Disney snack. And I know that means different things to different people. So this is kind of a funny thing off the top, but I'm serious. I'm exactly like that. I'm not going to waste like a Darth Vader cupcake. Check. That works. It's a cupcake like Darth Vader. A soda? No. A bottle of soda? No. No, you can get that at, you know, the Pilot down the street. So anyway, Pam, what are some of your go-tos as far as snacks and getting the best bang for your buck, either when you're on the Disney dining plan or just paying out of pocket?
So I think that one of the best things to use your snack credit on is one of the many drinks available at Starbucks. And the great thing about this is that you can get the biggest size they have. So I am a sucker for the Starbucks refreshers, especially when we're going to be there in the summer and it's going to be, you know, very, very hot. They're very refreshing and cool. And they kind of have, they are filtered through like, it's a green coffee, right, Ricky? You used to work at Starbucks.
I did. It's a green coffee. Yes.
And it has a little bit of caffeine in it. And I love like the lime in there, but you can roll up, whip out your magic band and use that to get the Trenta, which is the largest of the cold drinks, and it pays for it in complete. But I mean, use it for whatever Starbucks drink is your favorite drink. They have so many great drinks, both hot and cold. You can even put extra pumps in it. And I believe it still counts as a snack credit. So I think that that's just a great use of a snack credit because, as we all know, those are kind of pricey drinks. So love that. That's one of my favorite things to use them for.
So now you're reminding me of something that was very true when the dining plan first came out. The first couple of years was that, and I don't know if this is still true or not, because I've been using Tables in Wonderland in my annual pass discounts and stuff for dining over the last couple of years, just because I've decided to go that route just for the situations we're in for quick weekend trips. So it was very inconsistent on what you got in the early days. Like you said, you may be able to get the gigantic drink all the time with lots of pumps of extra special stuff. Do you find that to be true, Pam, as far as, I mean, is that like, is it always you get the big one, or is there places where sometimes you get like, you know, more bang for your buck just depending on the cast member and maybe it's kind of an unknown, or has it become more consistent over the years as to what you get with that snack credit?
Well, so what's funny is at Starbucks and also typically at Joffrey's, they're actually a little more lenient than sometimes some of the other ones. But for these specialty coffee drinks, you seem to be able to get typically their larger ones. When I feel like when you're using some of the other credits in terms of like your quick service meal, I think that they are a little more strict about what drink comes with that meal. But if you're using your snack credits at Starbucks and at typically at the Joffrey's locations, that you're able to get something that's pretty good. So,
all right. Sounds great. Ricky, what about you for a good use of a snack credit? Now, do you ever buy anything boring, Ricky, with your snack credits? I have a feeling you're kind of like me in that case. You wouldn't do that, would you? Tell me you wouldn't.
I'm absolutely like you. I would not buy anything boring with a snack credit. You know, I was buying the bottled water, or better yet, I was bringing the bottled water in with me that, you know, I bought at, you know, Walmart and transported down with myself in my luggage. So that way I could buy the better snacks on the snack credit, you know. So I am 100% like you. And one of my very favorite snacks to get is actually, and I feel like I'm gonna kind of steal Mike's in a way, but it's gonna be different, is I like to go to Sleepy Hollow and I like to get the Nutella and fruit waffle. It is so good. I can't even tell you how good it is. You've got the Nutella and it's just, you know, coated on the waffle, and you got it. It's loaded down with fruit. So it's loaded down with strawberries and bananas and blueberries, and it's just, it's a perfect, you can share it, which is so nice. Or you can be a fatty like me and eat the whole thing. It's just, it's so fantastically delicious. You've got that delicious Nutella and it's so warm, cause the waffle is warm, and it's just, oh, it's so fantastic. So I absolutely love the ooey gooey, deliciously fruity, and it's got fruit on it, so it's healthy, waffle, at, Sleepy Hollow. It's so good.
Yeah, that place is just really good. I love that place. This, again, if you're running today, I apologize.
We apologize for the past couple of weeks.
Exactly. Next Friday, no food. We're going to have to do something different. I promise. We had to finish out the series, a little mini series here. So anyway, so I'm going to, you know, Pam's talked about a drink from Starbucks. Ricky's mentioned a very sweet item over at Sleepy Hollow. I'm going to go with something kind of salty, and I've mentioned this many times on the podcast before, but still, every time I go down to the Walt Disney World, when I'm in the Magic Kingdom, folks have not had this item, which shocks me, and it's that sweet cream cheese pretzel. I can never say it right. It's over at the Lunching Pad, which is under the Astro Orbiter in Tomorrowland, and it's where the place, you know, you can get those, like, Coke Icy's, and they only have a few things. They have, like, a hot dog sometimes. But this, it's basically just like a big super pretzel, you know, the big soft pretzel. But on the inside, it's got this sweet cream cheese. And there's just, I can't get them anywhere else. And they are very good. They're a great way to bridge from, say, like an early morning breakfast. Maybe have breakfast at like 9 o'clock in the Magic Kingdom. And you're trying to hold off until maybe the major lunch crowd is cleared, until maybe like 1 o'clock, and you start getting hungry because you're running around the Magic Kingdom like crazy. So maybe you're starting getting hungry around 11:30 or so. Just swing by. If you're in Tomorrowland, if you're in Fantasyland, hop on over and grab one of these pretzels. They're about $5 or $6. So they're a pretty good deal on the, using your credit for it on the dining plan. And they're very portable. They're not messy. You can keep moving. You know, you can keep trucking right on, and they're very satisfying because they got some sweet, they got some salty. They've even got kind of like a little coating on the outside of, I don't know if it's like sugar. They're just really good. So give that a shot on your next vacation. All right, so Pam, give us another snack to grab, something practical that we get a good value out of.
So I'm going to take you to your resort food court because there are many items that you can get here at your food court that you can use for a breakfast if you're not a good breakfast eater, and basically eliminate the need to have to use one of your quick service credits for a meal. So often the best thing to do is actually ask the cast members that are working, like, what here counts as a snack credit. But typically they're going to have a bagel and cream cheese. They're going to have cereal. They're going to have, a croissant or Danish or cinnamon roll. But they're also, some of them have some other things like biscuits and gravy. There's like a small plate of biscuits and gravy. Oh, hello. Boom. Snack credit.
Holy cow.
That's incredible, right?
Yeah, it is.
I know, right? Some have oatmeal. Some have other hot dishes. But the thing is, like I said, you just need to ask. But you're going to be able to find things that will count as snack credits, and then, you know, you won't have to use your quick service credit. And the other thing to note is that sometimes it's really a good bargain to take one of your quick service credits and change it into three snack credits, if that would, like in this case, eliminate the need for you to purchase breakfast. Because think about it, you may be able to get breakfast for your whole family for two quick service credits. You'd be able to get six things with that. So that's a lot of items. And again, then you walk away with, your breakfast paid for. And plus, you use your refillable mug to get your coffee or whatever other drink that you drink in the morning. And bam, there you go.
That's a good tip, because with the, you know, say the plus dining or the standard dining plan, as a lot of folks call it, you know, you're getting the one table service credit, the one counter service credit, and the two snacks per person per night with the refillable mug. In the hack to really make that work for your family to have a lot of food is if you can make breakfast happen without using that quick service credit, because, you know, a lot of times we would just pack Pop-Tarts or Rice Krispie treats and have those in the room. So then we would and have soda in the room. So we'd have like a soda and a Pop-Tart, and that was breakfast. Then that always left us with either a sit-down lunch or dinner, and then we reversed it for whichever one we didn't use the other time. And so that got us three squares a day. You know, really wasn't a square breakfast, but I mean, it was something. We were out the door, we're getting on the rides, and we'd have an early lunch, and then we'd have a big dinner. So I think when you can cover breakfast, like you said, that really makes the dining plan almost take care of everything you might need.
It does, and that's I think that's the goal, is to figure out a way to make that happen, so.
Ooh, the beignets are coming up in the Facebook Live. I'm all about that, staying at French
yes.
Quarter. Yes. Beignets, I'll be tearing it up. All right, Ricky, give us another.
So I am actually going to go to France, and I'm going to the boulangerie patisserie. Yes, exactly. yes, 100%. You have the choice of getting so many great sweet treats. You can get my favorite, which is creme brulee, or you can do like a macaroon, or you can do a Napoleon or an eclair, or, you know, chocolate mousse, or, you know, something that I can't pronounce that starts with an F called framboise. I do not speak French, clearly. But then you can also do, there are a few items that are snack credits that are a little more filling. So I believe, if I remember correctly, you can get a bowl of their lobster bisque soup, which they have frequently. And I think, if I am also correct, there's it's a croissant that is ham, cheese, and bechamel. I also can't pronounce that. So I think you can get those as snack credits as well. So, I mean, it's pretty nice because you can get a decent kind of meal with your snack credit if you get one of the more savory options there too. So I think that that's a great, great choice.
So let me ask you this, Ricky. Another one that I was thinking of that we used when we were back on the dining plan, the girls tend to really enjoy, kind of, it's a very target-rich environment when it comes to snacks with the Disney Dining Plan, is Goofy's Candy Company at Disney Springs. Yes. Now you can't use it, I don't believe, for like the candy by the pound or anything like that, where you get the baggies and kind of stuff them with that stuff. But the like prepackaged items, there's a lot of things in that store that are on the kind of snack credits, correct? Because I know you go there quite a bit.
Absolutely. So a lot of their cupcakes, the Rice Krispie treats, which I love because, you know, they you can do them in so many different flavors. So, you know, they have some that are already pre-made, and then they have the create your own, which I'm not 100% sure if the create your own option is available as a snack. I would think it probably is, though. But they definitely have some pre-made ones as well. If you're in a pinch and you are looking for a snack credit and they don't let you make your own, but they can do like gingerbread cookies too. I know it's kind of weird, maybe, you know, in the middle of July eating like a gingerbread cookie, but
hey, whatever.
But they also have the heavy cookies too, you know, as Pam and I called them. And those are the Minnie's Bake Shop cookies, and those are so yummy. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Those are so delicious. They are very, very, as you would say, they're very heavy because they're, you know, very dense. But they are such yummy cookies, and they're really kind of big too. So
nice.
That's a good option.
And I'm glad that place, it's kind of a touch of the old Downtown Disney still there in Disney Springs, because they didn't touch that at
Absolutely.
All. You know, so over in the marketplace.
They did not.
So, Pam, let me ask you this kind of on this topic, not a place to go, but what I noticed when I was on the dining plan, not only did I have to buy something that was fun, that was one of my rules. I had a lot of rules when I came to the dining plan, now that I'm thinking about it, reflecting back, was that I was a snack credit hoarder. Like it would be hard for me to spend those. And I would get to like, you know, the second to last day of the trip and I'd have 9 snack credits left because I always wanted to find the perfect use of that credit. Ricky, that happened to you too, it sounds like. Cause I was always like at the end of the day, like, oh, I should have spent them throughout the week. I was always waiting to like get the best use out of them. And now I have 7 credits left and, you know, 36 hours left on my vacation.
Yep, absolutely. That's 100% what I would do. Yeah, I'm such a hoarder in general. So, you know, especially with food, that I'm the exact same way. I'd be like, oh, but I have all these credits and let's not use them now. And then, yeah, it just bites me in the butt.
Yeah.
Well, if you do have a bunch of hoarded credits, I think one of the best places to go, Mike, besides Goofy's Candy Shop, which you talked about, are also the confectionaries that are located in each of the major theme parks. Each one has a place that has this. And they, almost everything that's available in that big glass case that you can go ahead and press your face up against and look at, is a snack credit. And these include things like a chocolate-covered fruit kebab or chocolate-dipped strawberries, or the chocolate dip pineapple skewer. And if you haven't had this yet, you got to give it a try. It's awesome. They have chocolate dip bananas and all kinds of things like that. But then they also have caramel apples. And the caramel apple that doesn't have chocolate but just has nuts is a snack credit. So that's a cool thing to use them on too. That's actually kind of a pricey item. It's like $6 or something. They have cake pops. They have all different kinds of cake pops, and they usually have them in really, really cute character inspired shapes. Like for a long time they had the Mike Wazowski, but they usually have Mickey ones and Minnie ones and all different kinds. Really, they'll have Olaf ones. You can go ahead and look at those. They also, many of them have these themed cupcakes. Now, Disney is kooky about the themed cupcakes. If there's ever a celebration or special event or anything going on, you can bet that there's a cupcake to accompany this event. So they do all different kinds, and they are kind of pricey. They'll have seasonal cupcakes, but then they have your standard like Mickey ear cupcakes. There's just tons. So go ahead, look at those. You'll find some. There's also all kinds of Disney chocolate dipped marshmallow wands. And the best thing about these is not only are they a snack and a very, very fun snack at that, but they're on a Mickey straw. So when you're done, boom, souvenir. Tell your kids that's their souvenir when they're bothering you. You're like, look, I got you that Mickey straw. What else do you want? I mean, you know, lots of those. There's the cookies that Ricky mentioned, but then they also have all kinds of fudge and candy. They have homemade English toffee, Mickey peanut butter cups, white peanut butter cups, nut clusters with caramel. I mean, really, these folks know how to make the chocolate items. So
can I tell you my absolute favorite thing, though, and that's not anything that you've mentioned, is they have a giant, giant Mickey Mouse cookie that the ears are dipped in chocolate, and this thing is heavenly. I bring this home just about every trip as my snack souvenir because it's so big and it takes me a few days to eat it because it's so giant. So that is my absolute favorite thing. And that is like, that is a really expensive snack credit too, but it's so good when you think about the fact that it's really not expensive too. Like you're like, it's totally worth it. It's giant. So
I snacked on it for 8 days.
I can justify it because it's giant. So, you
chewed on it like a rawhide, right. like a dog in his rawhide. It's going to last a month.
That's right. But that's the thing. So if you have a bunch of snack credits, head to the confectionery, pick some awesome treats for your family to enjoy once you get home. It's a way of like spreading out that magic just a little bit more. And they always have great things that will, that you can take in the heat, which are the prepackaged cookies, prepackaged Rice Krispie treats. There's lots of things like that. So no matter what you're looking for, I think you'll find something there to go ahead and take home.
Yeah, that's it. If you get caught hoarding those credits and you get to the end of your vacation, of course, you have to use them. You have to cash them out by midnight, your checkout night. So don't let those go to waste. You know, go to the confectionery. I've done that. I had to spend 11 one time. I was that big of a hoarder. We were there that long because there were four of us. So they, you know, we had quite a few snack credits. But like you said, we brought those home and gave those out as like, you know, souvenirs for like, you know, my sister-in-law was watching the house. We brought her a big Mickey, Rice Krispie treat, you know, and those are kind of fun things, the neighbor kids and so forth. So, you know, don't waste them. And a lot of those things you can bring home on the plane or in the car and share the magic when you get home with some great Disney snacks. Now, I will say another one that I tend to get over in World Showcase, I go to Norway. I don't get school bread, even though that's kind of the hot item to get over there as far as a snack. I always get, they have like a cinnamon roll with some kind of nuts in it. But I think that is, it's very, very large. You know, just like the cinnamon roll in the Magic Kingdom at Gaston's or wherever it is now. It used to be at the Main Street Bakery. But the cinnamon rolls just property wide at Walt Disney World are huge. And you can get those for a snack and that's basically a meal right there. You know, get that and a soda and you're good to go. So Ricky, give us maybe one more.
I like that that's what you're getting. That's, I like that the soda is what you're adding to your breakfast, which to me sounds really disgusting, but, you know,
I have soda. What's the difference between soda? Here's what I tell my kids. I drink soda every morning while I'm teaching. When I used to be a teacher. No, I'm still a teacher right now. What I tell my kids is this is just coffee, but it's cold. Because every other teacher walks around the coffee mug. I walk around the Coke Zero can. My coffee is just cold. That's the only difference. Yeah, it is.
No.
Anyway, no, go ahead.
It's not the same. No, Pam agrees with me.
I'm just going to say that coffee is a natural product and leave it at that.
Correct. Yes, exactly. All right. So my last option is going to be something that is beloved, but it is also one of those things that has changed kind of locations lately. And that is the carrot cake cookie, which used to be found at, the Rider's Stop. And now can be found at the confectionery of Disney's Hollywood Studios, which I think is Sweet Spells. Yeah, that's the right one, Sweet Spells. And so it's the one that was right next door to Starring Rolls when that was there. But rest in peace, Starring Rolls. So I love the carrot cake cookie. I know that some people don't, but I actually do really like it. It's because I like carrot cake and I like cream cheese icing. And so, you know, when you put the two together, it's just heaven. So I really, and they're very large, all things considered. So I really, really, really love the carrot cake cookie. And I'm glad that they at least moved it somewhere for people to be able to still be able to get. So if you love the carrot cake cookie, you can still get it at Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's just not the same place.
Yeah, if it went away, people would have been like going crazy, like if they would have gotten rid of the big kahuna at Kona or something like that. That's crazy.
Oh, darn.
We're back there again.
Sorry, crazy. Sorry, Mike. That is crazy. Oh, darn. They did that.
Ugh. All right, Pam, give us one last one. Then I'm going to give you guys one more kind of scenario. Then we're going to get out of here on a Friday and get ready for Mother's Day. So, Pam, give us one more snack.
Okay, so I'm giving you kind of a couple of locations where, again, you can use your snack credit for something that may be able to substitute for a meal. And one of them is the Anandapur Local Foods. The chicken fried rice is a snack credit.
Are you serious? Hang on. Whoa.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite things. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, man. You got to be kidding me. That's a bargain.
Right? So we all do that for lunch. And it's like, bingo, that's lunch. But there's other places like Pinocchio's over at the Magic Kingdom has like breadsticks and marinara sauce. Well, hello. That sounds like a Paige lunch.
It is. It totally is. That's actually a My Pam lunch. She loves breadsticks.
But they also have things like a Caesar side salad too. Columbia Harbor House has couscous. I mean, another thing they could really substitute, but a lot of places have a small salad, a side salad, not an entree size salad, or a soup, or some kind of like even fries, like a thing of fries. And a lot of times maybe you or your kids or someone in your family doesn't want whatever, you know, the full meal, and that's all they want or need. And again, you're only using a snack credit for it.
Another place that totally you remind me of that is like a meal is actually that Liberty Square Market looks like just a fruit stand, but they actually have baked potatoes and they have a lot of times corn on the cob. So, I mean, two incredibly unique options. For a while there, they were doing a sweet potato, which I actually got one time. But I guess they took that away because they didn't have like cinnamon or sugar. They only had the baked potato stuff in it. And I'm sorry, I'm not putting sour cream on my sweet potato. It's just not happening.
That's crazy. That reminds me of like Silver Dollar City or something. Or like, you know, like what's called Halloween at Six Flags, like where they have the General Colonel's corn or whatever back by the Screaming Eagle.
Yes.
I didn't know they did bake. I had heard they did baked potatoes there, but like I'm always there in the summer. Who's getting a baked potato to walk around with? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. That's hot.
Yeah, I definitely got that in like winter, I will say. It was like November, but still.
All right.
It was delicious.
It's definitely something different. That's what we're always asking for, you know, to have options. You don't have to get it, but it's kind of fun to get if you want it. So I like that. All right. So let me just give you guys both this scenario. Then we're going to get out of here and have a fun weekend. So Ricky, let's say hypothetically, I'm giving you 5 snack credits. Okay. But they have to be used on things that are snack credit eligible. What one location you have to stay within the walls or within the, you know, area that one stand or that one location, you have one area to spend 5 credits. You have to spend them all in that one place. Where are you going?
I am going to the confectionery. Definitely. I mean, really that was the first thing that popped in my head. And I think that there's just so many things that you could choose from at the confectionery. I feel like that one, I know that all the theme parks have their own, you know, confectionery options, but I feel like the actual confectionery on Main Street just, for some reason, just seems to have just a little bit more. Maybe that's just, you know, my biased opinion of the whole thing because it smells so good in there when you walk in. But I really do think that the confectionery's like counter just has a few more options to choose from. So I am going with the confectionery on Main Street USA.
I do like that call because they do present the food in this. It's like a multi-sensory experience.
It is.
You got the smells, you got the, you know, people making it right there in front of you. You got the caramel running off the apples. You got chocolate everywhere. And there's like a feeding frenzy. Everybody's trying to get their snacks. You're right. They really get you in the confectionery. But let me ask you this, Ricky. What is Big Top Treats back in the new Fantasyland? We didn't even bring that up. But I mean, their cases.
Oh,
I mean, like, I just want to rip into their cases every time I'm in there.
Big Top Treats.
I know. There's so many
yes.
good things there. But does it rival the confectionery? What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Big Top Treats is so good too. I always forget about Big Top Treats.
Don't go in there hungry. Everything looks good in those cases. Like the presentation in Big Top Treats is so good because everything back there is very colorful. All the snacks. I mean, they are. The presentation is unprecedented back there. Everything just looks like you just want to rip it open and tear it up.
I'm always looking for my snack at the end of the night. So that's why, like, I'm always, like, you know, on my way out of the Magic Kingdom and go, hey, can we step into the confectionery for a minute? So I never think about, hey, you know, the park's closing. Let's go to Big Top Treats, you know? So I never think about it. But yes, they have some amazing stuff back there. Amazing.
All right, it's right in the middle of a store, but it works. That area works very well. All right, Pam, close this out. Where are you going to go spend 5 credits? You got to stay in one place.
Golly, this is so hard. So I think where I'm going to head to is Sunshine Seasons in Epcot, right? Because again, I have that whole case of the beautiful desserts from which to choose. So I'm loving that. They have, you know, a big drink station. So of course I'll get something there. But they have a lot of sides that are in those refrigerator cases. And their sides could be something like, I know they have a couscous that they offer there at times that I really, really enjoy. That's just good, but they have just like a lot of side dishes in those cases. And I think that's what I'd go to look for. Cause desserts are all well and good. I mean, I like them, but I like something a little more savory typically than just the desserts. And I think I'll be able to find something at Sunshine Seasons that I'll really like. So
good hack. That's a gigantic place. That's a good idea.
It is. There's a lot going on. This was my idea. Plus they have like soups too. Yeah, exactly. They have a whole soup station. And they have some really interesting soups that are typically there too. And again, I'm hoping at the Asian entrees kind of booth that they're going to offer me some kind of rice dish. So again, these are what I'm all supposing. But yeah, I think I could do well at Sunshine Season.
Yeah, I think you got a good one there. And Daniel in the Facebook Live, Ricky's got your new exit strategy for the Magic Kingdom. At the end of the night, you just go back to Big Top Treats. You grab what you want. You hop the train right there next door at the new Fantasyland station. Bam, get off at Main Street and you're out of the park. You got your snack. You know what? That is a great way to end a night at the Magic Kingdom. I'm telling you. That's it.
You said that's Daniel?
I think so.
I love you.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
Thank you, Daniel. I love you.
That's the way to go.
I mean, it is great.
It's like valet service to the front of the park while you have your hand. Like, you could have a cake pop in one hand and a cupcake in the other. I mean, come on. Our listeners
are
always... I
love you, Daniel. You have changed my life forever. Thank you.
Our listeners are so smart. I love it. So here's the fun, though. And I'm going to use my little app to make a cool picture with some text on top of it, like I've been trying to learn how to do the last couple of Fridays. We're asking for your best snacks on your Disney vacation. So drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and chip in with a couple snacks. And we're all going to have some more choices to think about on our next Walt Disney World vacation. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So the next time you're headed to a Disney destination, work with one of the professional, passionate agents over at the Magic for Less. And of course, let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Just drop by the Magic for Less. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us. Call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprisedvisors.com/drew.baker. Now, if you're listening to this like Andrew does late Thursday night and you still haven't gotten anything for Mother's Day, I'm hoping that you're Amazon Prime at this point because you need the 2-day delivery, but you need to get on it within the next couple of hours. Drop by brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Order up, you know, get some, I don't know, what's a good, like jewelry, I guess, is good for Mother's Day. I don't know, because I know what I'm getting my wife, but I don't want to give it away in case she's listening. I can't, because it's not jewelry. She doesn't like jewelry, but it's cool stuff. I got some good ideas. When you have a cruise coming up,
technology stuff all the time. So yes, that's available at Amazon. But then there's also like personal care products too. Like they have great bath items and stuff like that. I know people like to get that for their mom sometimes. I mean, there's all kinds of good stuff on Amazon. If you want it, you can likely buy it at Amazon.
That's true. Can you buy like a Dooney and Burke on Amazon? Probably. And that'd be great. Use the link when you do that. How about some H2O? Like you said, the stuff like on the Disney Cruise Line, the H2O products. I bet you they sell that there. Yep. You know, pretend like you're cruising, even though you're probably stuck in Maryland or somewhere, Kansas, you know, or North Dakota. I don't know. But just use our link anytime you do some shopping. That's a bad ad read. So anyway, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Support the show. Help us continue the madness. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter @BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And again, sign up for those virtual races. Just go by the Facebook group right there. You know, $5 for the folks that are cruising with us. $5 for the kids in the United States, 12 and under. Only $25 for those in the United States to run those 2 5Ks. Get an awesome medal. Thanks again to Jen Stead for the artwork, for the Magic for Less, for sponsoring this. We're going to help those families down at Give Kids the World, and we're going to have a great time doing it, getting out in the communities, running, walking, and supporting an awesome charity, and have a beautiful medal to hang there to remind you of the fun that we have here at the Be Our Guest podcast, and thanks to everybody involved for making this happen. All right, time to get out of here. Wishing all the mothers a very, very happy Mother's Day. Enjoy that Sunday with your friends and family, and we'll get back together on Monday with an awesome trip report. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Happy Mother's Day, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.